826, good morning with Doug and Wolf. This is 4620 KTAR. Man, we have a lot to get to with Eddie this morning, as we're thrilled to death, as always, whenever we get the chance to sit down with Eddie Johnson and talk Suns with him. But before we do that, well, since Wolf and I, Eddie, you're going to be shocked by this, Wolf and I disagree on something, which I don't think has ever happened before. So now I'm going to put it to you. Do you think yesterday's game, and I'm talking hockey now, is going to have a huge uptick of hockey fans all over the place, or is hockey going to kind of just fall back into obscurity?
I didn't watch it. So what is that?
See, thank you very much.
You know what, Eddie?
That's all I needed to know.
Eddie, it doesn't say much.
No, you know what, Wolf? It's not that I was not interested. I was so upset at the fact that we didn't win yesterday. I just didn't have time to change the channel.
You're talking about the Spurs game, then.
Well, yes.
Then two questions for you. If you're a dunk champion, how do you miss dunks? And number two, if you're down by three, why run to the foul line?
Well, let's go a step further.
Okay.
Someone asked me the question the other day. They said, who would you like the Suns to face in the playoffs? I said, anybody but the Spurs.
And including the Lakers.
I said, anybody but the Spurs. Wow. The Suns have had some success against the Lakers. They beat them a couple of times, you know, even though they weren't as good as they were now, but psychologically they beat them. The Spurs, I don't know what it is. It's some kind of curse. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you know, it goes from Amari and Boris being suspended. Then it goes to Steve Knowles exploding on him in game one of a playoff series. Just the stuff that has happened. And, I mean, the one thing the Suns did yesterday, right, is they did something that people always criticized them about. They played defense. They had to get a stop, and they got it. And then you're talking about the hottest guy right now on the team and one of probably the hottest guys in the league in Jay Rich. And, you know, everybody misses dunks. I mean, it's not really blaming Jay Rich. It's just the fact that it's a curse. I mean, he's a two-time slam dunk champion, and he falls prey to this curse of the Spurs. I mean, it was just amazing to me to see. It's just certain things, you know, in life that you just can't get right, and the Suns just can't get the Spurs right. And they had them beat. They had them in position to continue their streak. Didn't get it done, and it was a disappointment. But you know what? They're playing very good basketball. The Suns are, and you have to be proud of where they are.
The Suns analyst Eddie Johnson joining the Doug and Wolf show here. You mentioned Amari Stoudemire as well, Eddie. I am blown away when I watch this guy and the way he has transformed his game. Mm-hmm. And the last what is going on with Amari?
Well, you know, here's a guy that averaged, about 25 and 9 a year. Look, Amari can score, guys. He's a scoring machine. And, you know, he's gotten to a point now where he understands how to go get his points. He has really evolved into a guy that you just can't deal with. I mean, you know, he just continues to rise. And it's huge. I mean, sometimes, you know, the amazing thing that I talk to people all the time about is just think, you know, we have had an inside look on Amari Stoudemire's life since he has come to Phoenix. And we have, you know, we have kind of grown up with him in terms of the things he's had to deal with just off the court. And yet this kid has never gotten in trouble. How many kids you know have had to travel the road that he's traveled? And yet they didn't fall off. And didn't deal with the injuries he's dealt with. I mean, sometimes we need to sit back and we need to applaud the fact that not many people walking earth that have gone through what he has gone through and has still been able to achieve and grow. And that's when you have to start to appreciate someone. And I'm sure Richard Jefferson appreciates him because he's close to us. I mean, look, you know, it was devastating when their bench, his own teammates, turned their head and said, oh,
they gasped in horror.
Eddie Johnson joining Doug and Wolf this morning. We put a lot of stake into Alvin Gentry and the Dallas benching of Amari to know that defense and fundamentals are going to be important with this coaching regime as opposed to years past. And you will do these things. And we can win if you're not out there. And yet we still need you. And somehow Alvin pulled it off. Do you buy into the Dallas benching as the turnaround of the season?
No. I don't, because, you know, Amari knew he was going to play the next game. You know, I mean, superstars know that they're going to continue to play. I think it sent a message to the bench, the guys that he left in. It sent a message to them to say, you know what? If the starters aren't getting it done, he's going to stay with us. That gave them confidence. I don't know if it took anything from Amari, because he knows he's needed. But Alvin Gentry's done a great job. I mean, and I don't think he gets the credit for the job that he has done this year, because no one thought this team would be as good as they are. And he has found a way to solidify them as a very good playoff team. Now, what did he do? He put Robin Lopez in the lineup. That changed the way that they play defense, guys. Give Robin Lopez credit. I mean, you have that big body in there, and now you have Amari on the weak side that can come over and block shots, which is what he does well. It makes their defense a lot better. And so that's where I would give him the credit for inserting Robin Lopez, more for the other than the benching of Amari.
Eddie Johnson, Suns analyst, joining the Doug and Wolf Show. When you look at the Spurs, are they going to be there when it counts? Do you think in the postseason, Eddie, do you think the Spurs are poised to be able to make that run?
They've done it before. I mean, you know, they're the biggest fake during the regular season for a team that you ever want to see. I mean, I think Popovich just, you know, he lets them, you know, he didn't even play Tony Parker a lot yesterday. I mean, he doesn't care. He's just trying to position himself where he can get in the playoffs, hopefully get home court advantage, and then go from there. He understands no one is going to catch the Lakers in terms of best record. Denver has been pretty consistent. And so, you know, if he can sneak up and get the second seed, that would be great. And the Suns should be thinking the same way. I mean, you know, they're in the playoffs right now. Don't worry about what's behind you. Worry about what's in front of you. And they have an opportunity to catch Denver. They have an opportunity to get the second seed. If they take care of their home court in the next few weeks, have a ton of home games, playing teams that they can beat, you know, they have an opportunity. And I think that's what San Antonio does. I mean, he was out dunking yesterday. I mean, when he wanted to I mean, these guys are going to be ready.
I love talking to you, Eddie. I mean, you talk me off the ledge on a regular basis. You should have been on the deck of the Titanic.
Eddie, did you ever get the feeling?
Hey, we definitely wouldn't have been on there playing music when it was going down.
Did you ever get the feeling the Suns could stop DeJuan Blair, or was he just uncontrollable?
He can play. You know, he has that wide Charles Barkley body. You know,
ooh,
sometimes
Blair
people
it
think,
is.
Yeah, sometimes people think height is all it is. No, it's width. It's width. See, when you got that big behind, and you can get separation from guys, no matter how big they are, you can turn sideways, and yet they can't get to it because of your width and strength. You're a very good player, and that's what he has.
You talking about DeJuan Blair or Wolf?
Well, you know, Wolf got the wide body, too. Well, that's just on the football field.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah,
unfortunately, it's all around the midsection.
You want more of Eddie? You can get it. He's got his own iPhone app, because Eddie's big time. Wolf doesn't even have an iPhone app yet.
An iPhone app?
Yeah, he's got a jumpshotclub.com iPhone app.
My goodness.
Yeah, Eddie's big time. Why don't you have an iPhone app, Wolf?
Eddie's just an icon.
Good to talk to you, Eddie. Thanks for getting up with us.
My pleasure, guys, always.
All right, Eddie.
That's Eddie Johnson, your Suns analyst.